Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there and all the other things that you can do while you're on my site to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including finding out more about our good friend and our guest this half hour, Ruth Sherman. Ruth is an internationally respected authority on speech and interpersonal communication. She's the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, and she's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's the lady who says charisma isn't inborn, it's learned, and she's going to help us get some of that today. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and can I say Happy New Year to you? It's almost here.
Oh, please do, and Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to all your listeners out there.
Let's have a good one together. What do you think?
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
What do we got to do to do that? And one of the things that I think a lot about and we talk about on the show sometimes, Ruth, is getting the generations to working together. You know, when I was you're a lot younger than me, Ruth. But when I was a when I was a young guy, when the older generation said said they wanted something, I clipped my heels together and saluted, and I went in and I did it.
Oh,
today's that was me being the younger generation. Today, when I tell the younger generation, you know, if I ask them for something, I tell them I want something. You know, I might not get it like I gave it to my seniors. And what's up with that?
There's a whole different attitude going on with this latest generation, and it's a really interesting thing between the boomers and who are really the bosses, the people in charge right
now.
They're
kind of the old folks now, aren't they?
That's right. They are. They're getting close to retirement, a lot of them.
Those guys. I mean, I wouldn't know about that myself.
No, me neither, Jim. Me neither. And then you've got a whole new generation. We're talking about the Generation Y, and we call them Generation Y. They can be called the Echo Boomers, the Millennials. There's a whole number of names.
Now, is not the folks. These are the people that are one behind the Gen Xers. These are the
correct
people who in their teenagers are very, very early 20s, right?
That's correct. They're in college, a lot of them. They're just starting to come into the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fascinating to watch the communication barriers that are going to have to start falling very soon. And I'll tell you, I hear it from all of my clients. They all throw up their hands and they say, my gosh, I don't know what to do working with this new generation.
What does it sound like? What do the barriers look like?
Well, one of the things is what you mentioned. It's that level of, well, there's a level of informality, but what you were talking about is this this habit or this tendency, let's say, of this newer generation, these young folks, not to necessarily kowtow to the older generation.
Where's the respect, Ruth?
Right. I you know what? I agree with you, but guess what? We the boomers, are going to have to start looking at these new people, these new workers, mm-hmm. with a little bit less of a jaundiced eye. You know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to start looking at them. What can they give us? What do they come to work knowing better than perhaps we do, even? So,
well, that's exactly right. In fact, there are a number of things that small businesses need to have done that these young people are the best at.
They are absolutely, and a lot. Of course, one of the things that they're really terrific at is their facility with technology.
Yeah,
this is the generation.
It's almost genetic, Ruth. One of my favorite stories is my wife's 9-year-old niece reprogrammed her phone probably in about 3 seconds to make
right.
a different sound, And it took me 3 days to unfix it.
That's
you
right.
You know, to get it back the way it was. And she probably did it in about 3 seconds. It's amazing how they the way their mind works with regard to technology and how to find solutions with technology.
It's amazing. And they don't have to read the manual. You know, I have to sit there with the manual, right? And you're right, and it takes a long time to do that. So they are very, very in tune with technology. They live by technology. Another thing that they do really well is they can do a lot of things well at the same time. So that's otherwise known as multitasking. Mm-hmm. We've called that multitasking. But they feel that they can be on the internet, they can be writing, they can be talking on the phone, and they can be text messaging
right.
all at the same time.
So how do we get them to, you know, but we're the ones who own the companies. We're the ones
right.
who have responsibility for the future of this company so they can have a job if they go to work with us. How do we get our vision and our ways, so to speak, how do we blend that with them?
Well, we're going to have to do some adapting. And they are too, by the way. I think that's the whole...
Thank you very much.
That's the real trick, is that both generations are going to have to do some adapting. Now, this newer generation, it has grown up relatively, I'm speaking in generalities here, Jim, but they've grown up relatively privileged. Many of them have gotten great college educations. Their parents paid for most of it, if not all of it. They've
mm-hmm.
gotten their cars. They've always had their cell phones, and they've gotten that stuff pretty much free of charge, so
mm-hmm.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that they have also done, and I am just starting to think about this, and tell me what you think, is that they seem to work very, very hard. When I watch,
do you think they're harder workers than the Gen Xers?
I think they work differently than the Gen Xers.
They're older brothers and sisters.
Not necessarily. I think the Gen Xers are that in between generation that
yeah.
is still that's still new that they
they're in their late 20s, 30s, that kind of age.
Correct. Mm. And and what's happening with the Gen Xers, of course, is that they are coming into positions of management now.
Right.
They are starting to be middle managers, even running their own businesses. Many
mm-hmm.
of them, the older ones. So they have more of an understanding about what it takes to run a business. But what happens with these younger people, I think, when I watch my own kids, I have an older child who's a college student now,
mm-hmm.
they work awfully hard. They work much harder, for example, than I did when
yeah.
I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a fascinating thing that boomers can pretty much, that we can mine in our employees.
Right.
We've got to learn how
to talk to these people. We have to learn how to do that. And I wonder if, you know, we need to take a break. When we do, I want you to come back after the break and explain to us how to approach these young people. Do we do it with humor? Do we do it with self-effacing, you know, do my self-effacing communication? Whatever it might be, what do we got to do? Do we do it with strictness? Do we, you know, should we be more stern? I don't know. We're going to do that right after these messages. Ruth Sherman is our guest. It's 20 after.
I get up!
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman. Ruth is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way, Right Away. Ruth, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
Oh, thanks, Jim. My website is www.ruthsherman.com, and my book is available anywhere books are sold. If your local bookseller doesn't have it, just tell them to get it, and they'll have it in a day or two.
Get Them to See It Your Way, Right Away.
Yes.
And Amazon, any of the online bookstores as well. Ruth, I was going to ask you about what would it look like if a guy like me were having trouble with anybody in the younger generations? What would that be like? Would it be me trying to make them in my mold?
You know, the conflict between generations, at least as far as communication goes, which, as you know, Jim, is my area of expertise, has been in place since time immemorial.
Right.
Look,
right.
We had it with our parents,
absolutely.
And our parents had it with their parents, and that goes back to the beginning of time. And there's certainly no change, I think, with this generation and their parents or the generation that comes before them, which is us.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is going on here is that this is a typical generational conflict with some added irritants, if you will. And one of those irritants, the biggest difference between this latest generation and our generation is technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing. And let's face it, Jim, there's been a revolution in technology. The revolution in technology has meant that email, instant messaging, text messaging have been predominant with this generation, as opposed to face-to-face or at least voice-to-voice communication, which has been predominant
right.
with our generation.
So if you're a small business owner and you haven't come into the 21st century with regard to technology, I think you're going to, in terms of having a vibrant website, in terms of using technology for communication like email, instant messaging, that sort of thing. If you don't even know what a blog is, I think you're going to have a hard time attracting the best and the brightest of the younger generation. What do you think?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that. One of the things that you asked before the break was what the communication, how do we communicate with mm-hmm. some of these younger folks? And one of the things that we have to understand is that because of the way that they have been trained, it really just from their growing up with all of the technology at hand, is that they really don't know very well how to speak to people face to face. They haven't had practice at it the way we did. We were
mm-hmm.
forced to go out. You know, these folks, these young people, frankly, you know, if they can sit at their desks, they never have to leave their room. They can have a conversation, quote unquote, with 10 different people.
And they socialize differently.
You and I
went out on dates on the weekend. They went out as packs.
That's right. They went out as packs. Not only that, but their level of formality is abstracted down several levels from where ours was. I mean,
mm-hmm.
in terms of...
And that comes across as disrespectful, doesn't it?
It does. And it's not intended that way.
It's not intended that way. Yeah.
It's not intended that way. So we have to stop. We have to stop for a moment. And we have to think, look, we need these people. Look, we need them to replace us in
right.
the workplace eventually.
Right.
We need them to run our companies eventually, to maybe buy our companies.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be very cognizant of the fact that they have been trained in this one way, and we need to speak to them in that way and try to get them over into our camp.
But there are some things that they could learn from us.
Oh, there's
How do we explain to them that it's worth their time to invest a little in coming our way?
One of the things that I think that's been given a lot of lip service and not really done very well is the whole idea of mentoring. You know, a lot of companies, a lot of even small businesses have mentoring programs. But in fact, what we do is we assign a mentor, but there's no chemistry there. The mentor is too busy to really pay attention to this younger worker, and it doesn't really happen. So what we need to really do is take those young people under our wing, take them out on client
mm-hmm.
meetings. Make sure that they get some face time with clients so that they can see how it's done firsthand.
Or when an event happens, when some moment happens with a customer,
right.
maybe it's a character test, maybe it's a teaching moment. That's the best way I can describe it. Whenever there's a teaching moment that happens, folks, and the only way to have learned what that teaching moment is about is to have logged hours in the marketplace, which these younger people may not have as much as you have, stop for a moment and have that teaching moment with them.
That's right.
And when I have done that, Ruth, they listen.
They do. They listen. And, you know, they may talk back, but that's a good thing because with our, you know, it can be a good thing. Let's put it that way. They talk back. When we were coming up in the workplace, we kept our mouths shut.
No sass from me, buddy. I'll tell you right.
No sass. Well, I'm not talking about sass. They may talk. When they talk back, they may actually have something to say. They're not
yeah.
shy about expressing themselves.
Especially if it's in an area that they're familiar with that you're not.
But there are so many communication
yeah.
things that they can learn about. They learn about how to use their voice and their physical selves. They learn about how to dress. This is a huge thing.
Right.
Dressing appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have young people coming to work with torn jeans and their midriffs. exposed. It just can't happen. But how would they learn that unless somebody takes them and teaches them?
Well, but they've got to believe that that when you're telling them these things, it's in their best interest, not you just being a fuddy-duddy. That's the key.
Right.
And so I'm trying to eradicate all my fuddy-duddiness, Ruth. I'm not sure I'm doing a very good job. Hey, Ruth, give us the website again, please.
Sure. www.ruthsherman.com.
Not the least bit of a fuddy-duddy, by the way, folks. Ruth Sherman, Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away is the book. Ruth, thanks for being here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jim. Thanks so much. Take care.
You too. Quick break. Right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.